Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about how to raise capital when you are not sure that your investor actually wants to invest with you. One of the questions I often get from people who are new to raising capital is, how do I know if I've got the right potential funding partner? They seem to have all the right things. They're sitting on a lot of money. They're searching for the right investment vehicle for that money. It doesn't help them to keep that money sitting in the bank. And I, as the entrepreneur, feel that I have something that is absolutely perfect for them. There's only one small problem, and that is they have never invested in real estate before. As a real estate entrepreneur or real estate developer, if you're looking to raise capital for real estate projects, you're going to have to spend some time educating people on what it is that you do. However, if your potential investor has never owned real estate, there may be an awful lot of education to get them to the point where they're ready to invest. And quite frankly, I don't want to force anybody to do anything that they're not already convinced to do themselves. If you're dealing with an investor who has maybe invested their entire life in mutual funds, or maybe they have their money in guaranteed investment certificates and they've never owned investment property, you're going to take them 180 degrees from their current investment philosophy by investing in real estate. Moreover, there's an awful lot of education required, and the fear of the unknown is going to make them a very nervous investor. If, on the other hand, you're dealing with an investor who already understands the value of investing in real estate, they might be a physician, they're sitting on a lot of cash, they have lots of money and no time, and they decided they're going to go out and buy a couple of investment properties, and they're now just starting to understand the amount of effort that it actually takes to own and manage investment property. You don't need to convince them of the value of investing in real estate. So they may have bought an okay investment, not a fantastic investment, but an okay investment. It's a much simpler proposition to take someone who is in that mindset and ask them to look 15 degrees to the right and say, how about evaluating this other opportunity? You might like it better than what you're currently doing. It's a very different proposition than trying to take someone 180 degrees from their existing thought process. I'm going to go back to the shoe analogy that I wrote about in the book Magnetic Capital. Imagine for a moment that you walked into a shoe store and you saw the most beautiful pair of shoes. It's like the dream pair of shoes that you've always wanted. And oh my gosh, it's your lucky day, they're on sale. But you try them on, and if they don't fit, you're not a buyer. It doesn't matter how beautiful they are or how deeply discounted they are. If they don't fit, you're not a buyer. If you're able to think of real estate investing in exactly the same way as trying on a pair of shoes, now you really understand how perfect the fit must be. If there's any element of it that feels forced, don't do it. Don't take their money if you're the entrepreneur, and if you're the investor, if there's any part that feels forced, don't do it. Now, if you're the investor and you have a few questions, that's perfectly fine, and it's perfectly fair to have those questions answered. But if you try on the pair of shoes and they kind of sort of fit, and you know that if you walk in them for an hour, your feet are going to hurt, don't do it. You really want that investment to be as frictionless as possible. As a reminder, I want you to think about the five principles of raising capital. If you haven't purchased my book, Magnetic Capital, you may want to consider buying it. And I'm not saying this to plug my book. I've received feedback over and over again from countless readers who've told me how much it has helped them in the field of raising capital. So very briefly, the five principles, when you satisfy all five of these, raising money is remarkably easy. Number one, relationship. You are not going to be successful raising money on a large scale with people you don't have a relationship with. Most people will not part with hundreds of thousands of their hard-earned cash with people they don't have a relationship with. That's number one. Number two, you have to establish trust. And it's not just, is this an honest person? And by the way, trust has to be bilateral. You need to trust your funding partner just as much as they need to trust you. And it's a complex psychological contract. It's not just, is this an honest person? It's questions like, can I trust you to put together a good plan? Can I trust you to execute the plan? Can I trust you with my money? Can I trust you to communicate in an open and transparent way? Can I trust you to hire the right team? And on and on and on and on. And if any one of those is missing, it starts to chip away the trust. So that's number two. Number three, what is your track record? Show me that you have a track record of being successful. Number four, you've got to have a compelling opportunity. And this is not just buying something at 10% off. This has got to be one of those situations where the investor isn't just saying yes to the opportunity. They're saying, hell yes. And anything less than a hell yes should be a no. Later on this week, we'll do another episode on what might be considered a compelling opportunity. And then finally, the last item is alignment. You've got to make sure that the goals for the money and the goals for the project match. We're talking about metrics like the rate of return, like the size of the investment, the term of the investment, meaning how long is the money going to be tied up for? What's the risk? What's the security? What's the tax consequence? And all of these smaller but very important elements that need to be examined. You need a perfect match on every single one. It's not enough to have 10 out of 11 or 9 out of 11. You have to hit on all of the criteria that the investor has for their money. And if you achieve that, raising the money is going to be remarkably easy. And part of qualifying whether a potential investor is a good candidate for whatever it is that you have, determining whether they have experience in a similar asset class. If they don't, it may not be for them, or it may take too long for you to educate them and for you to determine that it is actually a good fit for them. There's so much money sitting on the sidelines these days. It's much easier to work with investors who already understand the type of project that you're looking to do and for you to provide a solution to their money problem, which is they need to put money to work in a great project. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.